Hello, this is Martin Fitzgerald. Welcome to another episode of The Shoot Treatment. Joining me this week is actor, everyone's favourite Crystal Palace fan, and Andy Heaton just described him as one of his favourite Wolves. We got Robbie Scotcher, friend of the show.
Hello, how are you, Robbie? Great, mate. Well, I mean, I've been better in terms of Palace, but apart from that, we're all good.
Yeah, we're not having a great time either, mate. So let's good current football. You get into a little time machine back to, I don't know when this one was done, maybe the 70s, maybe early 80s. I'm going to give you a player that you'll definitely be familiar with. I think you're probably going to guess him with the first three words, right? Okay. But let's get to the end and then, hold your fire. So let's start. First three words. Born in Dagenham. He played for Chelsea, Spurs and QPR. Before playing 14 times for Palace. That was just the start of his time at Selhurst Park, though, because he would manage the club from 1976 to 1980 and once again in the late 90s, just for a year.
Yeah.
Other managerial highlights include Spurs, Barcelona, and, of course, England. Away from the football pitch, though, he also co-wrote five novels and gave permission to Morrissey to include a photo of him on the cover of Morrissey's single, Dagenham Dave. Now, Bobby, he's not called Dave.
I know.
What's he called?
He's called Terry Venables.
Terry Venables. Now then.
El Tel.
I think you and I are from the same part of the world. Where are you from, Bobby?
I was born in Croydon in the, it's called the May Day Hospital, but I call it the May Die Hospital.
Okay.
We moved kind of down south near the coast. So I've been on the coast for a while. Not in Brighton, I'd like to add.
Right in Brighton. We're going to get to Brighton at some point, I'm sure. Well, so I was born in Lewisham, but I spent most of my life in Beckenham.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And I've got a couple of Palace fans, right? And I asked the question, who should I do here? Terry Venables or Malcolm Allison?
Oh.
And I got a split vote. So the first one said, definitely Malcolm Allison, because Venables soured his relationship with Palace when he came back
in the late 90s.
But then the other fella said, got to be Venables because he got us promoted in 79.
Team of the 80s and all that stuff.
Team of the 80s. So who would you have said to that? Who would you have wanted, Allison or Venables?
I think the difficult with both of them is the fact that they're really well known for other clubs as well. So sort of like Venables and Spurs and, you know, England and stuff, but and Allison and City, I would have probably gone Allison because, I mean, he's a character, Allison. I mean, he's a proper character. I mean, the fedora hat, the cigars, the sitting in the bath with the naked girls, all that kind of scenario. But I mean,
Let's be right here. Terry Venables is not a character.